Okay, we got some late night sounds here to soothe your soul. We are Me Reading Stuff coming at you live from Washington State, home of Niles Crane, gray skies, and passive aggression, everybody. How are you guys doing today? I'm Robin. My name's Robin Renee O'Neill. That's my name. I'm a visual artist. I like to share all things I like and love a lot. In my personal life, I also love to share what I hate a lot. But on this show, I try to keep it to what I love. But then again, I talk about a lot of stuff I hate, I guess. Anyway, a lot of what I love happens to come in the form of the written word. So that's what we do here on Me Reading Stuff, if that's okay with you. If it's not okay with you, I don't know, go find a vegan lifestyle podcast for all I care. I want to give a shout out to Otis McDonald once again for bringing the smooth, sensual sounds to this podcast. Otis McDonald is an amazing musician who happens to allow a lot of his music to be available royalty-free. And I am obsessed with his music. I listen to it all the time. So anyway, thank you, Otis McDonald. Not that he's listening, but might as well. You know, hold on. I was just thought of something when I said the word listen, or listening. One of my favorite thing that's been happening a lot on reality TV shows for me, and I even rewind it to catch it again. It's such a minor moment of human life, and interaction, but God, I love it. So what I'm talking about is the act of listening. So my favorite thing is when in a reality show, somebody's talking a lot, right? One person's the one talking the most, and they cut to one of the other characters or people on the show, and you just watch them listening. And kind of, you know, people tend to like look down for at the person's mouth and then look back up into their eyes, and you see their brain taking it in. But I really love it when they're intensely listening. And that's usually when something intense or dramatic is happening. But I love the look of human faces listening. I need to start recording it. Maybe that's my new Instagram, kind of like my handwritten notes on TV thing. If it's like people listening on reality shows. I think I've mentioned this before. It's similar to on cooking shows. Another thing I love is the person who made the food, whether it be a chef or a regular human being who made food, when they give something to the recipient who's going to eat it, watching the person who made it, watch the person eat their food is, I don't know that there's a word for it. For the way I feel, I mean, when it happens, but I'm, because it's a little excitement. It's definitely pleasure. There's nothing sexual or romantic or anything like that about it. I would tell you if there were, but it's just pure delight. I just want to see that all the time. And I think, excuse me, I'm losing my voice a little bit. I think in this, you know, era of not being able to see people very often. And I really love being an observer in regular life when I'm out and about, even at a grocery store. I can't see much with masks, you know, I can't see people properly. And so I'm not getting that observance going on anymore. And it's kind of breaking my heart. So reality shows kind of come close to it. But anyway, so I like watching people listen to one another. I like watching people watch other people eat their food. anyway, it's late night. It's almost 10 p.m. That's not late. God, who am I? Says the person who normally doesn't go to bed till 3 or 4. But I am doing a good job on my new schedule. This is late for me to be recording a podcast, I'll be honest. And I can tell it's this dramatic thing that keeps happening to me. Like, I hear it in my voice. I'm more alive right now because I tend to be that, but I'm really fighting it and trying to get to bed at a decent hour and trying to get up and exercise. I'm still doing Walk with Leslie or Walking at Home with Leslie Sansone, and I am loving it. It just cheers me up. I'm laughing the whole time, and I get a really good workout. I have that feeling tonight of body exhaustion because I also did, they have these exercise band training. So as you're doing the like aerobic walking and jogging, you're also doing these elastic bands and toning your arms or whatever. And it felt really good. But I haven't had this feeling though, where, you know, you've worked out much harder than you're used to. And my body is exhausted in a really nice way. And that's saying a lot for me because I really don't like all of that. Again, if anybody's new to this, I am not an exerciser, but I am trying really hard to be good to my body. And as somebody with a serious heart condition, I'm supposed to do cardio. So, and I'm getting older, you know, I'll be 44 this year in April. And I see my parents, they're very inspirational to me. Those two, they look great. They feel younger than I do, that's for sure. And they're just active. And my mom doesn't like being active, but she does it because she knows she has to. My dad does. If you guys have ever heard my dad on the few times I've had him on the show, he just likes everything. He's just a very positive guy. He's good at everything. He likes everything. He's just doing, and by the way, he would admit, he is the one who would say he's good at everything. But he kind of is good at everything. So anyway, yeah, where was I? So I'm exercising and I'm doing a great job. And my good friend, Cindy, oh, thank you, Cindy, made a point to make sure I am also taking days off because I wasn't doing that, but I am now. So another new development. Hello. Shout out to all my artist listeners. Let's do some shout outs. Shout out to anybody suffering from an autoimmune disease. Whoops. Sorry. I had to take a... It's a long story, but I've been gone for now an hour. But I do remember I was doing shout outs to people out there with autoimmune diseases. That's me. I have two of them at least, if not more than that. But I'll go ahead and tell you guys. Ulcerative colitis, ankylosing spondylitis, which is an arthritis, really painful arthritis. So there you go. I'm right there with you. I really do mean that to anybody out there. It's the most aggravating thing. When your body is attacking itself constantly. Who else? I want to give a massive shout out to my queer listenership because I have a very large LGBTQ community of listeners. And, you know, I can't really explain it. This is just kind of natural. I've always had a lot of friends who are LGBTQ. I care deeply about the community. And, also, yeah, so I just want, that's basically all I want to say. And as you guys know, I give all the money for t-shirt sales to the Trevor Project, which is a LGBTQ youth helpline for a suicide helpline. So, yeah, I love you guys. What else? Who else should I shout out to? Well, I don't know who else to shout out to. Just all of you guys. Anybody who's trying to get their life together. How about that one? Those of us trying to lose weight. How about that? For health reasons, you know, I can't even tell you guys. So really quick, and then I'll get back to why I was shouting out my artist listeners, because I learned a new thing this week. I started a new medium and that's very exciting for me in a dorky way. But anyway, so you guys know I was having my heel pain, or if you've been listening, you know, for the last year, I've had an intense pain in my heel that's just gotten worse and worse and worse, and I've tried everything, and all of you guys had great suggestions. A lot of us assumed I had plantar fasciitis, and I finally had to go to a foot doctor this week because it was getting so bad, and then some other things were going on with my foot, and got an x-ray. I have a heel spur, which I wish you were here. I drew it for Damien. He's like, did you get the x-ray? I was like, well, they didn't let me take it home, but I can draw it for you. And so it's this weird spike that my bone grew in the heel, and mine points directly back up into my foot. So I don't know if I have to have surgery or not yet. I'll find out soon. But in the meantime, I'm doing all these things, and turns out that losing weight often helps. That having weight gain, like I have, means you have a more tendency to have a lot of pain with a heel spur. So anyway, long story short, I've been doing all this cardio now, trying to help that out too. So We'll see. I'm trying to not beat myself up too much, but I did just get rid of about 8 enormous trash bags full of clothes, including coats and jackets. I've even grown out of my coats and my jackets. So it is depressing. I'll be honest. I have moments when I'm very, I didn't cry about it, which is good, and shocking, but I am sort of baffled, and it's just a whole thing with like getting older, and I normally don't give a shit about any of that. I'm so glad I'm older, to be honest with you, but it's a lot. It's just a lot. It's just depressing, you know? Anyway, okay, so the thing I learned this week is I finally learned, or did I? It was maybe 2 weeks ago, so I don't think I brought this up, but I'm making gouache paintings now. I call them drawings, though. They're really drawings to me. But yeah, I had 4 tubes of gouache paint that I bought, I don't know, a while back, and then I never used them. And I was just like, watercolor, I didn't really know much about gouache, but I knew watercolor is not quite cutting it for what I'm trying to do with these certain drawings. And I needed something with more substance, but I definitely didn't want the plasticky feel of acrylic, even though I love acrylic paint, so don't get me wrong. But anyway, and I'm like, isn't gouache supposed to be just like watercolor, but a little better? And it is. It's just more opaque, and it's got that bizarre, velvety, beautiful surface to it when you using the right paper. So, oh my God, I'm transformed. So I ordered, once I finished this one drawing with some gouache on it, and I really am proud of it, I ordered a whole set and all sorts of colors, and it's expensive, and I didn't really have the money to be spending to do it, but I don't regret it at all, because and then tonight I did a lot of gouache painting, and I'm just so, so in love with it. So that feels really good, you know, as somebody who basically does the same thing in and out every day. That's not really true anymore, by the way, but for 20 years, all I did was work with a mechanical pencil on the same kind of paper. It just feels so good. I'm doing a lot of things like that. Like another thing I started a week ago that I didn't tell you guys about was I started to learn Spanish. And I've always wanted to learn Spanish. And I know that if I die before I learn it to be fluent in another language, I'd be very disappointed in myself. And I took Latin in high school, and I love language. I love listening to people speak foreign languages, and it just seems wrong that I don't know one. So Damien and I both were thinking this at the same time. He also wanted to officially learn Spanish, and so we're taking this Baselang course. It's Baselang. He found it by doing a YouTube search and hearing a lot of people's reviews, and it's just wonderful because you get to speak with somebody from a Spanish-speaking country who is fluent in both English and Spanish, and you're on Zoom with them. Your lessons, no matter, it's hard to explain, but look it up. So anyway, you're not learning like Rosetta Stone from a CD from audio only. I've tried that a million times and it never worked. So this is, you're actually taking classes with a real teacher, and you know, you get a different teacher most of the time. It's up to you. You can wait for your teacher to be available again if you really like somebody, which I do. Isaac, and he is in Venezuela, and I am just so, I love him so much. He's so nice, and he makes it fun, and they all, like, make little games for you to learn. Like, I learned my alfabeto, and I'm very proud of myself. So, but anyway, you can basically for $146 a month, you can learn almost 24 hours a day if you want to. You just sign up for a half hour or an hour or 4 hours or 6 hours in a row with the same teacher or several different teachers just to keep it exciting. And you can do that all day if you want, but I'm trying to stick to a couple of hours every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So that's what I'm doing, and, you know, it's exciting for me. So, and during all of this insanity, it just really does help to just put as much information in my brain that has nothing to do with politics or the world or health and wellness and, you know, being scared of diseases and stuff. Like, I just need, I am an input person anyway. I need a lot of input or I kind of go crazy. So having the challenge at this late in life of learning a language is a great distraction from the realities that lie before all of us. So anyway, that kind of sums up all sorts of things. Let me go grab my book. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back, everybody. Got the book in my hand. Can you hear the rain? You may not be able to hear it. It's really a nice, gentle rain right now. It sounds so good. Have I told you guys about the roof of my studio and how much I absolutely love the sound of rain on my studio? By the way, speaking of weather, I want to just give all my love, my very deep, real, fierce, intimate love to Texas. Oh, I think you guys know how much I love all of you, and you know, most of my people, most of my family, most everybody I know is there, and it kills me what you all are going through. So my love and thoughts are with all of you guys. Okay, have I told you guys what we're reading from? We are reading from The Horse Has Six Legs. It's an anthology of Serbian poetry, edited and translated by my hero, Charles Simic. This is from Grey Wolf Press, so I'll put a link in the description. I think it's like $18. You need to buy it. That's all there is to it. Now, I've read a lot of Charles Simic's work and from this book. The poem I wish to read you today is from Aleksandar Ristovic. Excuse me if I'm not pronouncing that right. I'm sure I am horrible. This is one reason I'm also learning Spanish. So at least with a lot of the Spanish speaking and writing poets and writers I may read in the future, I won't butcher them so much. But anyway, I do my best. And again, I want to go ahead and back myself up. When I get these things wrong, I don't feel horrible because these are all private with me. There's very few people. I don't hang out with people and talk this stuff. I don't know. These are all just me learning on my own. So I do my best. And oftentimes I really do try to look up how to pronounce, you know, Aleksandar Ristovic online. And there's not answers for me. So I hope I can have your forgiveness. I get people coming in and trying to correct me and stuff, and I understand, but I also, this isn't what this is about. This is not supposed to be a, you know, this isn't as studious as one may think, even though I am reading some wonderfully challenging poetry often. But I am no expert. Just as long as we all know, I'm not claiming to be an expert. I'm not claiming to be an expert on the variety of people I read from. I'm just excited about and love what I'm reading, and I do my best to learn as much as I can. How's that? Does that make sense? I hope so. Be kind to me, everybody, please. I hope that I'm kind to you. I assume I am. I'm trying to be kind to as many people as I can. But anyway, all right, that's enough. I'm acting weird. This is one of those moments where you're like, what? You're with somebody and they're just talking nonstop and you don't even know what they're talking about. That's who I am right now. I'm that person. All right, this poem, love the title of this poem, especially because it's not mentioned again. These words aren't mentioned again in the poem. Gingerbread Heart. Make me a long coat of heavy cloth, tailor, the kind the wind won't thread, and of a dark color so that no one will notice the cigarette ashes. Make it of the same material as the dark trousers, to last as long as I want them to, wearing them to visit many cities, villages, and other out-of-the-way places. Make me a dark vest, O tailor, in which to sit at a feast table surrounded by happy faces, with a rich man's rose in one of its buttonholes. Make me a dark jacket, tailor, with wide and deep pockets in which to clench my fists, while watching the one they're dragging from my table into the bushes, which then began to shake after a few moments. Ooh, whoa, 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 Gingerbread Heart. Hello. You guys, are you kidding me with that? By the way, this writer was born in 1933 and died in 1994, just so you know. And I've read him before. I read this one, Untitled. I'll read it quickly. Time of Fools is coming. Time of the fairground tent and the blasphemer with a funny face. Time of the peacock quill, the quill that glides from right to left over the upside down paper. Time when you won't be able to lift your little finger without dipping it into something they call indecent. Time of fools is coming. Time of the know-nothing teacher and the book that can't be opened at either end. When I said I've read this before, I meant I've read it to you before. I say that a lot and you're like, I've read that one. But what I'm saying, anytime I say that, I usually mean I've read it to you. At least I believe I've read that one. I can't remember who all I've read from this book to you all, but I do love this. Also, Alexander Ristovich has the inscription in the front, and it says, "Nobody reads poetry anymore, so who the hell are you I see bent over this book?" So that's nice, too. I love it. I love everything about it, you guys. I want to know how you guys are doing. Will you tell me? How does your heart feel? 1 to 10, how healthy, emotionally speaking, does your heart feel? That's different than your brain. So your brain health and your heart health, tell me about those two things. Are they linked up? Are they the same? I would say my brain health is not as great as my heart health right now. My heart health is at a 10, believe it or not. My brain health might only be at a 5.27. How are your brain and heart health? Do you feel organized right now? Is there something you need to order online that you haven't gotten around to? There is for me. Let's see what it is. It's in my day planner here. I forget what it is. Oh, I need one of those stands for my phone. For when you have to do a Zoom call or talk to your parents on FaceTime on your phone. I need a really good little tripod for your phone. So if you have any recommendations, send them my way. What else? What TV show are you binge watching right now? What's the best documentary you've seen lately? What's your favorite weather? What's your favorite temperature? I talk about that a lot. Right now, my favorite temperature is 53. Yeah, 53. That's good. And what is your favorite fruit? I got myself a subscription to Harry and David's. So I just got some Honeybells in the mail today. Can you believe it? Honeybells. I think they're a mixture of like an orange and a grapefruit and they're bell-shaped kind of. Anyway, I'm loving it. I got a big discount on my Harry and David. I would give it to you guys, but I only got it because somebody sent me this discount and I am so psyched about it because I love fruit. My mouth waters thinking about it. I've been eating a lot of grapes lately and you guys know I eat a banana every day. I used to eat an apple every day, but I don't do that anymore and I probably should. Oh gosh, I'm doing my best. You guys are doing your best. You guys are beautiful, sweet, kind people, and I can't thank you enough for spending time with me. Take good care of yourselves and take good care of others if you have any others in your midst. In your midst. Or your mist. Okay, I gotta go. I'm exhausted. I love you guys. Good night.